So the next Indian after Yishuv Das is, and by the way, I just want to add to one point of Yishuv Das that part of Yishuv Das is not to be curious when you're learning, not to pick your head up out of your safer.
4.5 minute class.
Huh?
4.5 minutes last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got it clocked in, got clocked in at a 40, 4.5 minute consecutive streak. It's clocked in from one of the members of the crowd. And who else in the crowd, open to the crowd. So the Rabbi Yeruchim, that it says that a dayan has to wrap himself up in a talis. So Zokt Rashi, why? So you're gonna start looking around. So you know how it is when you're talking to someone, they're like, hello, so that's a geschmack, and the guy's not paying attention. So the dayan is supposed to be completely focused. Not, so the spirit's being focused is looking around too much. So that's what he says over here. She I think I clocked in a 20 minutes today.
Only for that Seder was 1 minute. Seder, if it was a
Yeah,
20 minute meditation,
that
probably not.
said it was more than 20 minutes, but I was able to try to stay focused and not, it's but this is all what Yishuv Das can do, and I think the Eitzes that we talked about are very, very good Eitzes. Try to write things down. I started taking my own aces.
Oh.
I made my
The
list.
20 minutes was in the cradle, or was in the cradle there?
Yeah,
Which
yeah.
way is it facing?
In my seat, that's where I'm wrong. But
Wow. That's 20 minutes still.
yeah.
That's not gonna
No, but I
finish.
did my thing. I before I went into Seder, I wrote down all my. I had six phone calls to make to call people back. I wrote them all down, and then I did it after. So, it's good aces.
Not the Josh Vanalakayan.
What?
Not Lidrosh and all
I'm
the
saying you're not gonna can't start, what I'm
kind.
saying? Can't start telling everyone else good
Okay,
answers and then not doing
I
yourself.
can.
So but this is the Inyan of aim of I think it's connected to Ema
Yeah.
because the whole Inyan of Ema is to learn with Kavod, to the point, by the way, that Reb Yerucham writes that Mordechai Gazach says that it's poshut to him that it says, oh. We're still in the wee moments of Avada, according to Shimon Bar Yochai himself, according to the Mekubal, Avada is still in the middle of the day. So, Sidar Memro, Chaverim Shayo or the Chaverim Shayo Batoira, Kigun Shimon Ben Yochai Vichaverov, the Terosan Umnasan, says Mafsikin the Kriyashma, Vein Mafsikin the Tfilin. Says, why? Why? Because if a person is so focused on Torah, his connection in Torah is more than most people's connection through tefillah. So imagine, it says, in Middle Shemoneh Esrei, a guy comes over to you and says, hey, by the way, regards from your shmugger, I just saw him at a chasson last night. Over to Center Garden, by the way, it was hilarious. He told me this maisa. Gotta tell you this maisa. In Middle Shemoneh Esrei, I'm saying, excuse me. Get out of here. So Rabbi Yochum says, in the middle of learning, Kalachomer. Get out of here. In the middle of learning. So he says, he wants to tie up that the halacha of if you're mafsik, if it's oinem yipnei hashalom, what's it called? Meshiv yipnei hashalom
I'm gonna leave that there.
and meshiv yipnei yira applies. It's a massive chiddush. But that's what he wants to tie up. So, again, the comment of Shimon Bar Yochai is like I would say the Litvisha version, but Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, so this is Ema, Yira, and Yishuv. The next one is called Bimikra Bimishna. Mikra and Mishnah. So, what does Mikra Mishnah mean? Learning Psukim and learning Mishnayos. So why is that a kinyan of Torah? That is Lula Torah. Yeah. So that is Torah itself. You hear the kasha?
Yes.
Zakar Matisyahu. No. Vice to Chais. The kinyani and Torah are needed for learning Gemara. The kinyani Torah we're talking here is to be kind of a solid kinyan in Torah, means in Gemara. What is Gemara? Gemara is after everything's said and done, to actually understand it. You could read Psukim. Until you read Rashi. Rashi is Gemara. Rashi is Torah Shabbat. Rashi is Vashteta. There's something shtim. Something doesn't work. And then you have to learn up the Rat. Even learn Chumash Rashi. But the Mishnah is the building blocks for the Gemara, right? The Mishnah is the Halachas. So Memela, the real Amkus, the real putting together on top of the building blocks is the Gemara. That's the real learning, and that's what we're talking about. That's the Kinyanim we need. You don't need Kinyanim to learn Chumash. You need Kinyanim to learn Gemara.
To read.
Yeah. Well, Chumash with Tersh Baal Peh is already Gemara. So he says, he goes through different places in Shas when it says Mikro Mishnah. So he says, for example, there's a Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, Rabbi Shalomdai. This is how we say that Rabbi is Kodim La'aviv, right? If you have a Vedas Rabbi, a Vedas Aviv. So, Zok to Gemara, which rabbi are we talking? Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Shalom de Chachma. Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Shalom de Chachma, Vali Rabbi Shalom de Mikro Mishnah. Let's see the same idea. Mikro Mishnah, you don't need a Rebbe for that. Pick it up yourself. Gemara, that you need a Rebbe for. So, the one that taught you Gemara, the one that taught you how to analyze the analytical skills. Concepts, the idea of how to take a vayter, that is the concept of Gemara, and that is what you need a Rebbe for. So now, I will note that there's a famous, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says a father is only chayef to teach his child Mikra, and maybe Mishnah, but not Gemara. Gemara is not part of the chiyuv ava l'ben. So if that's so some people wanted to ask, we saw Salantar, but no, we're not mechuyev. We send our kids to yeshiva. We send them to cheder. He learned chumash. The Gemara says once he learned chumash, he's good. Okay. So famously, Rabbi Saul and Rav Aaron Cutler brings down the Rabbi Saul Salantar, and it's a famous Rabbi Saul Salantar. He says you're misunderstanding the concept of what the Gemara is, what the Gemara is saying there. What is chumash? What is Mishnah? What is Gemara? Let's get it straight. Chumash is the basic. Chumash is. One second, please. So, Chumash is the basics to build up the Mishnayos. It's the building blocks for Mishnayos. What's Mishnah? Mishnah is the halacha. Right? Mishnah is the halacha psuka. And then the understanding of the halacha psuka is the Gemara. So you're mechuyev to teach your son the building blocks and all the halachas psukas. And after that, what he does with it later is his thing. So he says nowadays, that was before the Gemara was written. Nowadays that the Gemara is written and the Shulchan Aruch is written, so he says, punk paker. Nowadays, you're mechuyev to teach you Mishnah, the Mishnayos, and even Shas Bavli. It's included in Mikra. It's the basic foundations. Open any tshuva sefer. How's he asking any halacha? From the Gemara. The Gemara is not the psak. The Gemara is what they use to bring the psak. Right? Open a Shulchan Aruch. Where does the Shulchan Aruch get its halacha from? A pasuk? No. A Mishnah? No. The Gemara. The Gemara is the basic for the halacha. So he said, Gemara is Mikra. Shulchan Aruch is Mishnah. Gemara is getting it clear. So he says, look, yeah, you're off the hook once your son knows. After that, no problem. That's what Rabbi Saul said. I just read in the Rabbi David Feinstein book, because everyone's telling me it's a mitzvah for you to read that book.
Yeah.
I'm hearing from Al Zaitan. The Rabbi David Feinstein book is a must read for everybody. You have to read that book. So anyways, I started reading the books. He says over there that, you know, after he got married, you know, talking to Pasha the Yid, whatever. So after he got married, so he tells his father, like, you know, is it time for me to go to work now? Should I go to work? You know? So he said, why would you go to work? So he said, well, Parnas, no. So he says, I hear what you're saying, but obviously you can't go, you don't go to work until you learn the whole Shas Bein with Shulchan Aruch. After you know the whole Shas Bein with Shulchan Aruch, then you can go to work. So he says, after I did that, I didn't really have much cheshek left to go to work. But, you know, and I don't think it took him his whole life to do that either. Saying it sounded like after a couple of years, okay, Shas Bein with Shulchan Aruch, I got it, next. You know? So that's Akoponim. Akoponim. So this is an interesting one of the Kinyani HaTorah. A person has to have good foundations and good, you know, the foundations for the learning in order to be able to shtayim, right? Shkoyach HaBoisai.
Yeah.
Be in touch.
I got one reason.